Solomon said, the Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have built you a lofty house and a place for your dwelling forever. Then the king turned around and blessed it all, the assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel was standing. He said, blessed be the Lord, the God with his mouth to my father David and fulfilled it with his hand, saying, since the day that I brought my people from the land of Egypt, I did not choose a city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house so that my name might be there. Nor did I choose a man to be the leader over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem so that my name, in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. The Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, for I have risen in place of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name.
Solomon had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the courtyard. And he stood on it, knelt on his knees, in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said,
someone sins against his neighbor and is made to take an oath, and he comes and takes an oath before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven and take action and judge your servants, punishing the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by repaying him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and they return to you and praise your name and pray and plead before you in this house, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you have given to them and to their fathers, when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you, and they pray toward this place and praise your name, and turn from their sin when you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel, and deep teach them the good way in which they are to walk, and provide rain on your land which you have given to your people as an inheritance. If there is a famine in the land, if there is a plague, if there is blight or mildew, if there is locust or grasshopper, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or plea is made by anyone or by
from a far country, on account of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this house, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, according to all for which the foreigner calls to you,
so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemies, by whatever way you send them, and they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer. There is no one who does not sin, and you are angry with them and turn them over to an enemy, so that they take them away captive to a land far off. Offered in this place, now then arrive.